Good morning, I'm Murray Wood in for John Gormley. Still ahead on the program today, it is game day, so Rider prognostications at 12 o'clock. Your chance to pick the winner for some cool prizes, but also to be a football genius. That's still ahead. Well, you know, they say every dog has his day, and in fact, that day would be tomorrow, because tomorrow is National Dog Day. Like the pampered pooches in our lives really need an actual day to be celebrated. Dogs, I would suggest to you, have never had it so good throughout the history of the species. I know dogs who get regular gift packs in the mail. They're called bark boxes. They have treats and toys, and it's a monthly thing for the dog. I should get a regular gift pack in the mail once a month. There are people who celebrate dog birthdays, like the dogs have a clue. Doggy spas, where dogs are slathered in special mud. It costs $100 a pound, as, you know, compared to the mud that they would roll in for free if you let them. But don't get me wrong, I love dogs. Sadly, I'm allergic to them, so I don't get to have one anymore. But so as we prepare for National Dog Day, I want to hear about the top dog in your life. Of all the mutts you've known, which one has a special spot in your heart? Which hound was the most interesting dog you've ever known? And why? Okay, think about that. The most interesting dog you've ever known. Because dogs, some of them can be pretty interesting. And if you're dogless, well, maybe National Dog Day is a good time to get yourself a new mutt. There are dogs in the pound and at rescue shelters just waiting for a home where they can climb on the furniture and come running anytime they hear that most magical of appliances, the refrigerator door open. Was that a cheese wrapper that I heard? All right, we're going to talk dogs for the next little while. And I want to bring in Carolyn Montes de Oca. She's the author of the award-winning Dog as My Doctor, Cat as My Nurse, An Animal Lover's Guide to a Healthy, Happy, and Extraordinary Life. And even, Carlene, and even though Carlene has... Hi, even though it has cats in the title, I still wanted to bring Carlene on. Carlene, thanks for being here today.
Absolutely, Murray. It's great to be here with you.
All right, dogs as doctors, can you explain?
Sure. What we are seeing a lot, we're seeing a lot of science around how animals, in particular dogs and cats, because they are usually the pet that we have in our home, are very, very beneficial to our health and our well-being, physically, emotionally, mentally, and kind of the whole gamut of whole body health. So that's what the book covers, is how our animals can help us to be healthier, happier, and a little more extraordinary in our life.
Okay, I can see where dogs might help us from being lonely, and loneliness has its own health side effects, as we heard recently in a fairly large study. What other health benefits just by having a dog around can help?
Well, the most obvious, but also the most overlooked, in a way, is the walk. You know, you can be sitting at, for example, for myself, I'm sitting at my desk. My dog will let me know, like, hey, it's time for our walk. Let's get out. It's 10 a.m. or 8 a.m. or whatever time. Let's get up and walk. So we've probably heard, or maybe you've heard, that kind of sitting is the new smoking, in the sense that it's so, you know, not good for our health and our well-being to be sitting for hours and hours and hours. So it's important for us to get up and get out. And if you're up and out walking, you're going to be in nature, or, you know, some semblance of nature. You're going to be around trees. You're going to be around the sky. You're going to be getting some vitamin D from the sun, hopefully. You're going to be getting your lungs to work, and especially your cardiovascular system to start working, because that's such a potential for chronic illness down the road for so many of us. Get up and move.
Carlene Montes de Oca is the author of the award-winning Dog is My Doctor, Cat is My Nurse. So in addition to getting us active and keeping us from being lonely, you're saying having a dog, for instance, can actually help you live longer?
I think so, definitely. If you think about it, I like the acronym MUTT. Like, if you think about it, movement is the first M in for MUTT. And then I like unconditional love, the U in MUTT. Because unconditional love, I mean, who else can give you that kind of unconditional love every time you step in or step away? I mean, your dog is there for you, just looking at you with these unbelievable eyes. And so many people who I've interviewed just talk about unconditional love as being the thing that they get from their animal friends.
Sure.
So that is definitely something that can help promote our well-being. So, and then, of course, there's tension. How much do they relieve stress? I mean, God, you know, I hear people all the time saying, I just hold my animal, or I'm just to be around and melt my stress. So that's if I can throw in the last key in Mutt, they get you to be aware of time. In a sense, they get you to be in the here and the now. And so many of us worry and are stressed about the future and the past. But if you can be in the now, in present, and more mindful like they are, that goes a long way towards our health and well-being.
Now, Carlene, for National Dog Day, I think one of the things you wanted to mention to people was, as much as people love to get a puppy, how many dogs are sitting in shelters and pounds and waiting for somebody?
Absolutely. In the United States, at least, there's 1.5 million that will be euthanized this year. So it's, you know, we love our animals and we're always saying how much we love our dogs. Well, this is a great opportunity to show it and to go out and either adopt an animal, or maybe we can, if we can't adopt, you know, we can volunteer, we can foster, we can donate. There's so many ways that we can show our appreciation for these fabulous friends.
So this is the question I'm throwing out to people. The most interesting dog you've ever known. Sounds like you've had a lot of dogs in your life. Is there one that you think about that was the most interesting dog?
I can't play favorites. That's why I had to write a book with six of them in there at least. So, but I will say that there was one dog particularly who was rescued from, actually the police brought her in on a drug arrest. And it's bizarre and she ended up with me. But she taught me so much, you know, and every time I would take her to have somebody help me with her issues, they would say, God, this is one of the smartest dogs we've ever seen. But she also was the most traumatized by the people who had her before. So in healing her, you know, helping her, I helped myself in tremendous ways. So I think about her often, and I sure will be thinking about her tomorrow.
All right. Well, listen, Carlene, is there anything else in advance of National Dog Day you wanted people to know today?
Just that if you could do something special, just, if, you know, yeah, the birthday cakes are great and all of that, but how about doing something?
Dogs don't know it's their birthday.
They don't. But what they do know is, let's go do something fun. Let's go drive in the car or let's go take an extra walk. Let's do something for them. And I think that will be a great way to celebrate the day.
Doesn't take much to make a dog happy, does it?
No. Isn't that part of the beauty of it?
Yeah. Cheese? Yes. Yes, I would like some cheese, actually. All right, Carlene, thank you very much for being here with us today to kick us off.
It is my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Carlene Montez de Oca, author of the award-winning Dog as My Doctor, Cat as My Nurse. She says dogs can help you live longer, be healthier, they get you up and active, and they teach you a lot of things, which I think is all true.